From the financial granularity of our models, I've talked to
Right.
all the investment bankers. Like, we are as dialed in as it gets, but I'm just as excited to talk about the pricing and all of the data behind all of that too.
Right.
So it's not just the financial model. It's also like I love to obsess over like power lanes and how to create power lanes. What is a power lane? Well, a power lane is a lane that you run consistently that you have below market capacity with high levels of service. And it's like, how do you create that? How long does it take? Like, we obsess about all of it. And like, we always talk about, we have five cohorts. We have our customer rep cohort and how they mature. We have our carrier rep cohort and how they mature. We have our customer cohort. So basically, what is the average loads per day we can bring in based on the size of the customer, SMB, mid-market,
Right.
enterprise. And then we have the carrier cohort, and then we have lane level cohort. Like, how long does it take us to get good at a lane? And so we have literally just obsessed with all of this data, and it just allows you to have such confidence in all the decisions that you make on a day-to-day basis. We're confident, like we have so much data to support that what we're doing is the right thing.
So to summarize, there's no guessing. Everything that you're doing is extremely deliberate. And when you talk, well, it makes sense, right? We're tying it all back to how you're able to scale. Well, not going through much money in the process, it's pretty clear that you just laid out the roadmap at a very high level, obviously, right? But of exactly how you were able to do that. Is that fair
Yeah.
that that's basically, yeah.
And we didn't buy market share. I think there's this huge misconception about Arrive of like, oh, they lump them into the digital guys. They're just buying market share. It's like, yeah, that's not the case. Go ask any freight management company. Go ask any shipper. We don't do paper rates. Like, that's not Arrive's game. And I think you probably know that with Niagara. We've probably negotiated a lot with you guys over the past. And so, we believe that you have to build a financially viable business. And, having net revenue is what is our lifeline. And, not having net revenue and buying market share is, yeah, if you want to, let's just say you want to get really, really good at these 25 lanes. Yeah, there might be a strategy to go buy market share on those 25 lanes for a period of time, but you don't do that across the entire business. And so everything is very deliberate in what we've done since we've started.